KRNR Judges Report, March 31st, recorded March 29th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, the 13th report of 2022. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Commissioner's Court met Monday and focused on 911 dispatching in its regular meeting. The discussion has moved on from finding alternatives to EMS dispatching after the sheriff refused to transfer calls to any dispatching location, which would then dispatch Hamilton Healthcare EMS. The county is now working to remove all 911 functions and related dispatching from the sheriff's department, either to a county emergency communications department or a joint regional department operated by other surrounding counties. Rather than rehash the extensive review of possible approaches for Monday's meeting, take a look at the YouTube video of the meeting and see the presentation firsthand. The county website contains a link to the YouTube video in the Commissioner's Court section. Other items discussed include purchase of replacement body cameras for deputies and jailers and persistent problems with the county's rock crusher, a device towed behind a tractor to grind rocks on county roads. Commissioner's Court was a bit warm on Monday, and it wasn't just the discussion. The air conditioning unit servicing the courtroom celebrated the warmest day of the spring by going on the fritz. This unit seems to give us problems every spring. Technicians were on site later in the day. With jury selection commencing Tuesday morning, this was a matter of some urgency. At least the forecast of rain and slightly cooler could provide some relief later in the week, both for the AC problem and more importantly for the fires that have been a widespread risk across the greater north central Texas area. Your county court completed jury selection and an all-day trial on Tuesday, our first trial post-COVID. Fortunately, the air conditioner repairs held and temperature was not a problem. One trial doesn't sound like much, but it kept about 10 county employees busy all day. That's a big portion of the county's workforce. Add to that the 55 citizens who responded to the jury summons and spent at least half a day in the courthouse. Seven of them actually spent all day, and you get a sense of impact of the criminal justice system on the county. It's not just law enforcement and jail staff, although they are all day every day, while the rest of us are intermittently involved. Next week's report will bring further updates on 911 dispatching and a reminder of the scheduling for the final approval of the revised subdivision ordinance, which we expected to have on the books mid-April. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, thanking you for your interest in county government and helping us get through a critically dangerous week with no fires. Tune in to KRNR each Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the latest from your county courthouse.